feel like I'm falling in love. And in a sense that's, I'm going to say it, but in a sense that's as scary as when I was in the pit a couple of days ago. In some ways, it's like, no, I don't know if it's what I'm saying. It's just really mad. It's mad.
Yeah.
I've never been, I haven't felt this out of control, this sort of mad in a really long time.
Mm.
And joyous as well. Yeah. And just like there was such an unleashing the other day.
Yeah, no, anything could happen. Total madness could happen. It is happening.
And it's certainly a lot more sort of fulfilling, exciting, all those sort of juicy sort of things. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I was just having a little conversation just before, and the thought wants to come in and say, but, and, what, when.
Sure, yeah. It wants to claim it. It wants to know the answer. It wants to be in control. It wants to find a resting place. But of course it never wants to rest, really.
So I guess it would be really nice to sort of be in this place that I'm in now, and like I've got so much adrenaline going through me. It's almost a bit, the word came through my mind of, what's that mental illness, like when you're down and up, manic, depressive or manic, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that, and you know, like that. I can imagine, you know, when you're on that high and that kind of illness, of like that adrenaline, you know, because I guess...
Yeah, so this is just another experience.
Yeah.
It's bound to change.
Yeah, it's bound to. I'm going to work tomorrow.
It's already changed. So it's not about the buzz that you feel. It's not about the joy that you feel. Yeah. Because that's about to change. It can change to tears again. Or anger, or whatever.
But it is really nice to be falling in love and to be free of so many shackles that have been building up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a little gems, like yesterday my dad rang me. He doesn't ever ring me. The only time we connect is when I ring him generally. It's just a little story.
Okay.
And we spoke on the phone, and there was no expectation from him. No, like usually when we speak on the phone, I'm not saying the words, but what's in my mind is, you know, you owe me, why haven't you haven't been a good dad, you should do this, you should, you know. There was none of that yesterday. So beautiful to just be fully, I don't know what the word is, but just the energy was completely different.
Mm. Yeah, and that's also welcome to be different again. Yeah. Great that it was like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always have to be like that. It could be conflict again. Sometimes there is conflict, sometimes there's not, for no reason at all. But yes, recognizing who you are, then you also recognize who the other is, whether it's your dad or whoever.
Yeah.
And there is more natural compassion, because just simply the recognizing that there is no separation.
It felt more free, free of stuff, shackles, just free. free of my stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But this recognition doesn't depend on that.
Yeah.
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 That's the sneaky thing, you know, the tricky thing. You know, we really want to say, oh, this is it, you know, being free of my stuff. Mm. That's not it either. Mm. Mm. That's, you could say, maybe a byproduct of it.
Mm.
But actually, who cares?
Mm.
There's and many byproducts of it.
Mm. And it can be a setup for a fall, for, you know,
absolutely,
as you say, there may be conflict.
The highs and lows go on like that.
That's right.
That's it. So it's about letting go again and again and again and again, forever. Never holding on. Even, you know, such a wonderful experience like that. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's, you know, you celebrate it in that moment when it happens. It feels good and it feels free. And then it's gone. It never needs to stay. Forever falling. Never holding on. Nothing means anything. That's freedom. Yeah. Not just the little pieces of freedom, but absolute freedom.
It's amazing how, you know, when you say forever falling and like forever letting go.
Yeah.
Because my tendency has been, or can be, to really have limits, and, you know, like,
yeah, to hold back.
Yeah, hold back.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's like, and I've been that freedom. I've been wanting that for a long time, like. Just and almost like that's been a hat. It's almost felt in the past couple of weeks, you know, whilst it was getting so intense, it was feeling like a hat that had become glued to my head.
Right.
That was a hat nonetheless. That you know, with the glue, and it's like that softening of the glue.
Yeah, right. Because you see that it is just a hat. It's not actually attached to you.
Mm.
Yeah. Could fly off in a second.